From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Dr. Ruth Westheimer is probably the best-known sex therapist in the world. She's been talking about sex for most of her life on the radio and TV, in books and speeches. There's a play about her life touring the country right now, and today she's here to talk with us. Dr. Ruth, thank you so much for coming in.
And I like your smile, Alicia.
I like yours.
I bet you all of your listeners right now know that you are smiling because you know why. They know we are going to talk about sex.
Exactly. Dr. Ruth, it has been a long time since we ran into each other in the bathroom at Lincoln Center in New York City.
I go a lot to Lincoln Center. Not always in the bathroom, but at Lincoln Center.
So many people have a story about meeting you. Honestly, I've never encountered anybody else who has met one person as often as people have met you. Why is that the case?
I tell you, I do go out a lot, especially now that I've been a widow for so many years, so I'm out every night.
You were recently in South Florida to talk to senior citizens at the Palace in Coral Gables about sex. What do senior citizens typically want to know from you?
Mm-hmm. I did a book about 3 years ago called Sex After 50. And the important message really is to not give up. The idea in this country was that why do older people engage in touching or in arousal or in sex? Grandchildren certainly think, my grandparents don't do that. So my message is, if anybody tells me that's not what I want to do anymore, I've done it, finished, I said, wonderful, go and read a good book. But for those people who want to engage in that activity, they have to know not to engage in sex in the evening when they are tired, but to engage in sex in the morning, go for breakfast, go back into bed, because the testosterone level is highest in the morning. And also, if one of the partners at later stage in life wants to have some sexual satisfaction, that's what they should engage in. If the other one doesn't want to, just lie there and think about the next meal. It doesn't matter.
Just lie there. That's the
right. But the important thing is that a couple who has a good relationship have to be sexually literate to know what to do and what not to do. There is a wine called Vandamour, very little alcohol, because I tell people, especially older people, don't drink too much, otherwise you fall asleep. And so we have to make sure that there is no taboo, that it's not something dirty. And if you do it with humor, not jokes, but humor, then people will remember what I have said.
You've been giving people of all ages advice about sex your entire professional life. And so I wonder now that you're 86 years old, if talking to senior citizens about sex is easier for them because you're one of them.
That's a very good question. I will never ask them a personal question if they are sexually active. I just talk in general. I will never permit them to ask me. Nobody's business. But I think you are right. By them having somebody who is not like 21 probably makes it easier.
You have a new book out. It's called Myths of Love, and it looks at the parallels between ancient mythology and modern romantic thought. Why is this a topic that you wanted to delve into?
I tell you why. Because what I want to show is, one thing is scientific knowledge, but we also should branch out a little. So by telling Greek and Roman stories, I want them to spin off their own fantasies. And you don't have to share them. You can keep your mouth shut and just be in that fantasy. All people need is for Alicia Zuckerman and Dr. Ruth Westheimer to be able to say it's all right. But it's also important to know the boundaries, not to ask questions that you know you might not get an answer, because then it puts some pressure.
What's an example of that you would give?
If somebody would say to me, are you still sexually active? Then I say, I don't answer and I'm not asking you either. That's a perfect example.
Did Howard Stern ask you when you were on his show?
But he didn't get an answer either. He loves me.
I know he does.
So the important thing is to keep the conversation going.
So I have to tell you, Dr. Ruth, that you are one of my radio heroes. When I was a teenager, I used to listen to you late at night with the radio turned really low.
Under the blankets.
That was going to be the next thing I said.
10 years, every Sunday night, from 10 to 12.
Sexually speaking with Dr. Ruth Rastheimer.
Sexually speaking, and people like you were listening under the cover. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something, Alicia, and you are the first public station that I'm talking about. This fall, I'm getting a new television program.
Congratulations.
Guess where? On MTV.
MTV.
That's all
fantastic.
I can say about it.
Well, good for MTV.
But I have to laugh myself because what it means is now, so I'm going to like have another big population talking about not just sex, but about relationships. And that makes me smile. And I do have on my Twitter, I have like more than 80,000, you check it.
I could use a few of those.
Okay, you can use a few. Thank you so much for having me, Alicia.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, thank you so much for talking to me. This has been an enormous privilege.
Thank you so much.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.